Hi, this is the dictation for Memuna Ashraf, MAMOONAASHRAF. Date of service is 3/3/2025, date of birth 9/25/83. This patient, Memuna Ashraf, is presenting with a severe pain in the lower back, which is going across to the tune of 4 to 5 to 9 to 10, depending on the day, depending on what she is doing. And in addition, this patient shooting down to the left leg posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion, hitting the right leg all the way up to the ankle and foot, but foot and toes are not involved. She reports that she has a hard time walking, sitting, standing more than 15 to 20 minutes, and she has a complete weakness of the left leg. The pain is excruciating, and she's unable to do her ADLs, and that are affecting her life, and these are constant pain. The pain is between 7 to 9 usually, and affecting the ADL around 6. The patient reports that 60% relief has been obtained with the few epidural injections that she received. And now she points out towards the left SI joint or tailbone area where she has pain, incredible pain, as well on walking and resting and sleeping at all times. Please review the records for the ADLs, for system review, and for additional issues, and substance abuse as well as compliance history. And in the physical examination, the blood pressure remains 141 over 101 pulse, 91 pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits, which is dated please copy and paste from one of the previous visits. I think the only one I have is 8/29/2024, dictation number 0902-064. The patient has a positive tenderness of the left SI joint, positive Faber test and Gonsalin test on the left side only, standing flexion test, and standing flexion test and the distraction test are negative. Iliac compression test is positive on the left side. The rest of the lumbar spine, thoracic spine, and cervical spine records are examination are still the same. Same range of motion. Appreciate. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan. So the patient is provided with Ortrim 50 milligram every 8 hour PRN 90 tablets. And an MRI, new MRI with lumbar spine without contrast is ordered to review the current status of the issues, especially the pathology. A EMG that was done at Northern Radiology did not find any pathology of mononeuropathy or polyneuropathy involvement of the lumbar nerves or lower extremities. The MRI that was done by Basha in July 2024 records a disc herniation at L5-S1 and mostly facet joint changes. L4-5, there is a small disc herniation with facet joint arthritis and degenerative disc disease. The patient is otherwise stable. She has been recommended that she may benefit from a one SI joint injection to the left side, and she has been scheduled. Further epidural injections are on hold for the timing until we get the new MRI. And patient, thank you so much.